Why Do We Hang Out, episode 51.
53.
No, 51. We recorded 52 last week, so I can post it next week.
So we didn't do a 51?
No, this is 51.
Bitches. So we're doing a podcast in the future, but dated in the past?
Yeah.
Recorded in the present.
Trust me, it works the fuck out. I wasn't going to be home last night to edit 52 with the plans of recording one on the road. So that I can record edit 52 next week.
I'm so confused.
Be confused.
Just listen, it's gonna be fun.
I just figured you would do it as 53.
Three?
This would be a great 52 because comic books, Kevin Smith.
52.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, but that's not what happened.
That's fair. Alright.
So you know, fucking deal. We went to see Kevin Smith last night.
Yay!
And stuff.
And it was really tired.
Not that
but
tired.
Content.
And
yeah.
Tired.
Yeah.
Coffee and Red Bull.
I'm on my like 18th. I'm on my 18th cup of coffee. If you hear some background noise, we're in the fucking car. Recording on my cell phone.
So we scream
so
all
this
of a sudden.
One won't sound as amazing as all the other ones.
Yeah.
But enjoyable nonetheless.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real, it probably will have the same audio quality as our earlier ones. So we're harkening back to the good old days.
Yeah. Old school, bitch.
Vintage.
Yeah.
Yes. Vintage. It's vintage of a year ago. But in the modern age, that's a long time.
Exactly.
Like a lot happens in a year.
Back in the day.
Yeah. A lot will happen in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, a lot's happened in the last 72 hours in the world. Like, Turkey had an attempted military coup. More people were shot.
Why is there a coup in Turkey?
Explain. Quick synopsis. Military didn't like the fucking democracy that was in Turkey. They tried taking it over. The people said, fuck you. And they kicked the military out. Which shows you the effectiveness of Turkey's military.
Yeah. Way failed. That's way awkward after that.
Yeah.
They'd be super like, so anybody would invade Turkey? Because you're going to win.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying.
Surprised Russia hasn't yet.
Yeah. No, well, they wouldn't invade. They would go, you know what would help that army of Turkey?
Russia. Some Heinz.
And some Soviet tanks. I mean, Russian tanks. We're not Soviets anymore.
No, it was... They'd send aid, quote-unquote.
They would send aid to the country that the military would have
bear
to...
Bear unit.
Combat deer. Yep. Assault bears.
Because Russia likes giving countries aids.
Yeah, aids.
Aids.
Yeah, with the Z.
And now they have Crimea.
Yep.
Oh.
With the winning.
Yeah. It's that day.
See, a lot happens in a short period of time.
It is.
But the most important thing that's happened is we all saw Kevin Smith. Yeah. We were like 5 feet away after waiting in line for an hour and a half.
I wanted to smell him, but I couldn't smell him.
That'd been way awkward to smell him, but he probably smelled like really good weed.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours. We got there at 9:15, just...
Oh,
just,
oh, man.
Yeah,
standing on our... It was,
yeah,
I don't know.
Standing for 2 hours.
In a really hot hallway.
Our first world problems is standing in a hot hallway to go see a fucking idol.
Yeah, it was so real first world.
It's not like standing for 8 days on bottles just because people don't like us.
Or having to walk, like, 10 miles for, like, half a gallon of bad... malaria-infested water. But, you know, it was just inconvenient.
It was rough.
Just, let's be real.
And then it got worse, because our waitress was not very good.
Yeah, basically, the experience oddly started off pretty bad in that regard.
Because all we just wanted food and drink.
So yeah. We wanted simple things. The normal pleasures of a first-world American family.
The Parlor Live in Bellevue is not the best club.
No.
It's a nice place.
Yep.
Jam-packed.
Boobs. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So boobs.
So many.
Just boobs. It was so wonderful. Visually, an exquisite experience.
Yeah.
Exquisite.
Lovely comedy room.
There is something wonderful in the water.
But they,
in Bellevue.
Yeah.
But it is not brains.
No. The establishment is run by a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah, they have no concept of how to run anything. But on the plus, Kevin Smith... Amazing.
Yeah.
Anytime he does his inspirational stuff, I kind of glaze over and tear up a little bit.
Really good.
And it's just like, it's the things he's saying because this is why we do a podcast. And it makes me like really like human and ish. And I'm not good at that.
Human and a DDD.
Yeah, I'm not good at those. It's like coring in the middle.
Just don't want to go flying like yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I'm just letting you know because I don't know.
I mean, granted that Kevin Smith actually just talked about the same stuff that he does on other podcasts, but it was like
brand new stories though.
No, yeah.
I had heard most of the shit.
Yeah, I've heard most of that stuff.
That's because you don't listen to everything. Yeah.
But the thing is,
I've heard 90% of it.
Hearing Kevin Smith say it and see his reactions and his mannerisms.
It was so impressive. It's exactly how my brain.
The zoom and the flash. That was fucking great.
Like when he's talking about George, it was.
Yeah, the George Carlin thing.
Yeah.
Love that story. He talks about that in the book, and it was just great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super bumpy road.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they're working on I-90.
Yeah.
But aren't they working on I-90?
It's kind of the thing.
All the times.
But I think overall it was absolutely worth the experience. I can't wait to do it again at some point.
Yeah.
It'll be super great. Yeah,
especially with Ralph Garman.
Yeah, and if they do Hollywood, we have to do Hollywood Babylon. Yeah. Him and Ralph would be great.
Fucking Garman.
But it was, I'll say this though, and I mentioned it last night, but Kevin Smith side profile, fucking Al Pacino.
Yeah.
he looks like Al Pacino if Al Pacino were fat. From the side. Just side profile. I'm not saying a direct face shot, but side profile, he has very New Jerseyan features.
Let's see.
I wonder why.
Kind of from New Jersey.
Yeah, but I'm saying all New Jerseyans probably look alike with a side profile.
I'm saying all black and Asians look alike too then.
But they do. Ask all white people.
You and Trey don't look really much alike.
Yeah, we do. And we sound alike on the phone. It is disturbing. We did that face swap thing, and it was disturbing, and it was weird to look at.
Yeah, because they were kind of the same person.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I did the face swap thing with Atticus, and we looked like Chimera is like, get it now!
Yeah, face swap would be like, maybe we won't work together because we make ugly usses, maybe ugly babies.
Yeah.
That's
and so we stayed at a Motel 6.
Which no one lost any kidneys. So
yeah, that's good. It was less rapey than the other cheap motels.
Yeah.
But still had a side of rapey. It still kind of
had a hint that people were probably accosted in every single one of those rooms. if you ever go to a haunted house and you're like, maybe this was an insane asylum at one point. You had that vibe in this motel. Yeah.
No, that wasn't that bad of a hotel. I've stayed in the
hotel. I'm not saying the vibe was present.
Oh, no. The beds this were phenomenal.
My God.
I slept
those
on
were
so
good.
Bed.
Oh. Oh,
you guys would look comfortable spooning together, so.
Yeah, wow, you know what? All I hear is jealousy, dude. You did your fucking sleeping like Fabio.
Yeah, like
that
fucking
was all
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, you were Hasselhoff dozing.
Fucking gross.
Justin, if you're jealous, you probably could have slept with one.
Yeah, you could have gone in the bed with us. We wouldn't have stopped you.
You'd have gotten your reach around.
Yeah.
We would have been gentlemen about it. God, dude, that's really fucked up. You wouldn't think we'd do
that. We're not fucking savages.
Yeah, come on. Equal opportunity.
I missed out on my opportunities.
I would say it was great for the first time we've all been able to get together in the better part of 6 years.
Without our children.
Love kids. All our kids are wonderful and amazing.
They're my little precious angels.
I would not change anything about them one iota, except I was more than happy not seeing a single one of them for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
At all. Having no meal interrupted by
because that breakfast
this for me,
been like
have
a
this for me, do this, I want, I need, I think
same.
I got to poop. Are we there yet? None of it.
I didn't have to poop. I pooped my pants.
Yeah. None of those things happened.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed that. And we all played the Pokemons.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
And I fucking conquered a gym for the first time.
Yeah, he's that yellow team, the team that no one likes, but he pissed on the side of a building and won the gym.
And it was, I didn't really piss on the side of a building.
Well, it's yellow.
Let's just go with that, though.
It sounds better.
No, I like
Marcus
that.
Marcus territory.
Yeah, yeah. No, because, oh my God, it was, okay, I built up this Aerodactyl or whatever the fucking Pokemon
is.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 780, CT power. I'm ooh, power. And
I
just
have
dominated.
The power!
So you're saying it's the He-Man of the Pokemon lineup that you have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just going to rape your face.
So would it be He-Man?
Yeah.
He'd be He-Man.
He-Man.
He'd be He-Man. I feel like that's a story that could be made. Oh, that's another thing we did.
Hold up. Oh. We went to breakfast.
Oh, breakfast first.
Breakfast was the best.
Amazing.
At this
Patty's eggs.
Yeah, Patty's Eggs and Turkey Diner.
Oh my god.
It's a strange name, but the food was exquisite.
Better than Satellite.
Yeah, was so which was weird. Good. And sorry, Satellite, we love you to death.
But it was.
We'll still visit you.
Fuck. Great,
man. Yeah, we ain't driving all the way over here.
Yeah, no, it's
probably the best breakfast I've had.
Yeah, and we came to the conclusion that they used Care Bear meat.
Ground Care Bears.
Ground Care Bears.
Stare.
Because it was so delicious. And then we developed a great Care Bear story about them harvesting fat from people while dining on said fat when they are ground up and then turned into food for us.
Look for it on your local bookshelf.
Yeah, you'll see it on the bookshelf at some point. It's a really great idea, and it goes into a lot of detail. There's a lot of fantastic one-liners and pulls from all great experiences in life and cinema.
Some of it's just straight up stolen.
Yeah, it's some just not even just stolen. It is a blatant. It's there. You're like, that's that thing? It's 100% that thing that you think that thing is.
Kevin Smith, that's step one.
Huh?
Kevin Smith said that's step one.
That is step one. That is. We have accomplished step one. We have an idea, and now we need to market it.
Fucking Care Bears.
We just need the drive and artistic talent.
I don't think Hasbro would let us market this.
We don't call them Care Bears.
We call them Stare Bears.
We call it Stare. And the cover is just a whited out bear that just conveniently has the build proportions of a bear that might have been caring.
Moonswing Bears?
Yeah. It basically is like the worst, best idea we've come up with.
Yeah.
It got really dark. It involved really a hive mind of bears and their queen bear, whose mama bear is basically like stitched together of human skin and fat and souls of fat people. It got really fucked up. It just got dark.
But really, good breakfast, though.
The breakfast was exquisite. Yes.
So yeah, if you're ever
decadent.
In that area.
Yeah, if you're ever up in Everett.
Yeah. Which, I don't know how many people are going to be there. Why you want to?
There's other locations, but
well, we do a podcast and people listen around the world.
Yeah, no, that's fair. We might have people in Everett, so if by chance we do, Patty's is great.
Yeah,
and then great staff.
Yeah, the staff, fucking wonderful.
Right,
like everything the Apollo opposite, Life wasn't.
Yeah. It is the opposite of the evening staff.
So it wasn't just Everett. It was just the placement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, part of my life is in Bellevue.
So maybe just Bellevue waitresses are just like, just shit.
There's something in the water that makes them look great, but then it just stops there.
Yeah,
well,
they're only
good. All the talents in the toots.
We had a wonderful time, though. And walked around a lot.
Jacob couldn't save beers last night.
Yeah, Jacob got drunk on Black Opals.
That was fantastic.
We lost the van.
Now, did you feel pretty good, Jacob?
That felt great.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Why the wrong directions?
Somebody thought he knew where it was.
No, I knew exactly where the fucking van was.
We all knew where the van was. We didn't know how to get there. Two entirely different things.
Yeah.
If anything, that's Justin logic.
Yeah.
You know where it's at, but you don't know how to get there.
So why ask that question, Justin?
To be fair, I got lost when I, like, the second time.
Oh, were you on your way?
When I talked to you on the phone, I was on top of the fucking car garage trying to find a way out.
Wow.
And this is why you shouldn't be left alone, Justin. So, everyone knows, Justin had a really fucking weird habit of just wandering away like a fucking child.
You didn't get distracted, you just didn't want to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, you didn't want to hang out with your friends. You're just like, nope, I'm going to wander around.
I went
just
to that aimlessly. Plaza across the...
away from your friends. We were having a great time.
Like just like Tesla's, you were about to take that job and you fucking didn't.
Inside the middle with the waterfall and everything. They had bars on like three different levels.
Yeah, no. See, if we were all together, you could have been like, hey, let's go check this side
out.
You wandered away. You wandered away, and it hurt all our feels. We were sad. We cried.
A little bit.
Yeah, we did cry. I went back to the arcade and checked the bowling alley, and you guys were gone.
Yeah, no, because we already had our fun and shenanigans.
And by the way, that was a strip club in the middle.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah. Because there's the arcade, there's a strip club like to the inside the middle through the bowling alley.
God damn it.
Hey, Kathy.
There's a VIP room.
Can we just turn around?
Yeah, just
same route. You can just go oncoming traffic all the way back.
Yeah,
Chris, you're gonna see naked ladies in fucking town.
Semantics.
You need to go pay for it.
Yeah, I want some chicks with bullet wounds, man.
What if I'm so go to the rainbow room?
Go to the rainbow room. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same diff.
I don't know, dude. Like Bellevue ladies, though. Like what?
That's not even fair.
Some watermelon. Like,
God damn. No, that watermelon, for real, it stops at the body because the brains are not there. But damn. Like, yeah. That was just, I wanted to thank the Academy for that one. That shit was wonderful. I know I'm a terrible person. It's okay.
Yeah, we all know you're a terrible person.
Yeah. And we all accept it.
Am I the only one who has noticed many a vehicle to and from just sitting on the side of the road that seems more than usual?
Yeah. Well, they have a giant check mark, so it's all broken down.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, more than usual, though.
It like, is weekend.
Fair, I guess.
People like to travel, especially during the summertime, like mid-July.
That's fair. Okay.
You know, I mean, makes
sense. I meant to tell you guys, on Tuesday or Wednesday, one of the two, I was coming back from Deer Park, and there was an unmarked white van, or like a cargo truck, and the front axle broke, and the wheel on the right side was completely sideways.
Holy shit.
Like, he was driving, and it went, nope.
So the axle just
you
snapped.
You see the grind on the street where he was able to pull over to the side of the road, and it's like this. Like, it was trying to still go, like, rah, 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 and you just see, like, scrape, 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 and the guy is just sitting there, like, holding the steering wheel with the phone to his head, and you can just be like, this man just experienced some shit. And we all missed it.
Fun fact, no. I did that in my DHL rig. Fucking axle just broke on me, dude.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I was on my way to my first fucking stop for the day.
Wow.
No.
And I was light. I'm like, I'm going to have a good lunch today.
Man.
And then I sat on the side of the South Hill for 4 hours, beating on a tow truck and getting a rental. And I had to hustle the rest of the day. It was a Friday.
So those days suck the most, dude.
Right?
Those genuinely
when you're expecting
suck.
A good day.
Yeah, you'll start a day, you're like, oh, this is easy. I hate it. I'll crush 3 stores. I'm like, 3 stores done by 9 o'clock. I got this. And then I'll hit store 4 and they're like, hey, that display that we told you to refill yesterday,
it's empty.
We're gonna wanna take it all down and you have nowhere to put it, so good luck. And you're like, no. Maybe. And they're like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then you're there for 3 hours, and you're like, all that time that I just saved, gone.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They ever do that where you, like, set something up in your first hit, and then you come back, and they're like,
No, not in one day, but there are times, like, you'll have a display up, and they'll ask you to go, they'll be like, hey, make sure you refill the display instead of leveling it out.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay. And then the next day you come in, they're like, hey, that display you completely refilled, take it all down.
Oh.
Super. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me, like,
they just change
sad.
Their mind and they just don't want it there anymore?
Yeah. Or? Well, that and they have, like, their rotation on displays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, who gets to have that space?
Yeah. Shit. They do it just like...
I thought you said who gets stabbed. I'm like,
you know, well, yeah. Well, all of us merchers do, like, West Side Story.
Yeah.
And put shit out of the street and snap and go... Stab, 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 and you're like, stabbing people is not a musical adventure. It is a terrifying experience.
Is it like West Side Story or more like Warriors?
Yes and yes. It's about as scary as West Side Story, but as intense as the Warriors.
Shit.
That's legit.
Yeah. Like, you realize, like, halfway through that you're all going at each other with broken bottles. You're like, this just escalated really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And instead of going, ting, ting, ting.
What was the gang that was after the Warriors? Not the Rips, because the Rips are the black guys. The Orphans are the guys in the green.
The baseball players?
No, that's the Harlem Hitters or something like
you
that.
You remember way more about the Warriors than I do.
I love the Warriors, but I can't remember.
I enjoy that
guys,
movie.
Well, the ones in the leather jackets, they set them up.
White people?
Yeah, they're white people, but...
No, that's... That, the
Greasers?
Huh?
The Greasers?
No.
You're fucking
John Travolta and
outsiders
and
yeah. Shit.
No, the Baseball Fury was the one with the
Baseball Fury, yeah. Was it Pony Boy in Friends?
No.
Stay cool, Pony Boy.
Stay cool. Why we murder these
there's
guys.
There's them and the guys with the roller skates. I don't remember the name.
Least threatening attack maneuvers ever. Roller skates. I don't care.
You
like,
get kicked in the fucking shin with
No, 100%. Like, I'm all for the girls who go and do that and they're badass. But you see a bunch of guys on roller skates, not threatening. Girls on roller skates, terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, 100% terrifying.
Yeah, because you already know they're
like roller derby chicks, bad fucking ass. Guys on roller skates,
least threatening things on the planet.
They also have cup overalls on, so...
Yeah, just it doesn't...
Like fucking different. Dixieland Express or what?
Yeah.
Come on, Eileen.
And it just doesn't do it for me.
Nah, if you sing it bad enough, you're not running any copyright infringement.
Yeah, you get like 30 seconds and then
you're... Alright, so... We were talking about He-Man and Pokemon and everything earlier.
He-Man!
Yes. Alright, who would win in a fight if He-Man fought Kurgan?
Kurgan.
That can Kurgan be wins. Only one.
Yeah.
If Kurgan lost to He-Man and He-Man...
He gets the power of Grayskull.
He gets the power of Grayskull and...
But then he has to fight Skeletor.
But he's an immortal now.
Yeah.
But Kurgan was already an immortal.
But since he kills Kurgan...
But what
Kurgan,
if He-Man removes he gets the Kurgan's quickening. Head?
Oh, so you're saying if He-Man kills Kurgan,
yeah,
does he get the quickening?
Would he get the quickening?
Damn.
Yes, just for how great that plot would be.
Yeah.
Because I would read the shit out of He-Man vs. Highlander.
Right?
Like, as a comic?
That would be cool.
Like,
as like a side story?
And then he
He-Man vs. Highlander.
Not
like
a side story. It's
like trained by Sean Connery?
Yeah, no, they have... Well,
instead
yeah.
of McCloud, it would just be him.
And
Except
then
Duncan.
He-Man Highlander goes to fucking Archie
He-Lander?
Comics. Yeah, He-Lander.
He goes around the multiverse and kills every other comic book character. There can be only one.
He's jumping through the side of panels. Just,
yeah.
And then the rest.
Literally through the panel.
Yeah.
Like it breaks open and it's him stabbing.
And like the last five pages of those comics are just no story. Like,
no story. It is
He-Lander
literally
came
the He-Lander
and
mass murdering people.
Messed shit up.
And that the final one is the Freddie Mercury coming up behind him, cutting his head off,
ooh.
And holding up the sword, getting the quickening, because there can be only one.
And then Freddie Mercury goes...
And he's the Highlander.
Scared.
Yeah, and all the Care Bears are kneeling before him. Yes.
Yeah, they put their swords down.
They put their swords down, all badass knight style. Oh, God, see, right there. So much. Why don't we just make a comic book company?
Why don't we make our own copyright infringement comic book company? Where
we'll call
we
it
just
copyright?
We break through people's
we'll
copyright.
Copy wrongs? We just call it copy wrongs.
Yeah,
copy
we call wrongs. It combos, because you just combine everything.
No, we just call them copy wrongs.
Copy wrong, yeah.
Copy
this is our
wrongs?
Copy wrong comics. See?
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
trademark us.
Copy wrong.
You steal it, I think it's okay, because that's the point.
Yeah.
But it's called copy wrong comics.
Yeah, it's like when fucking System of a Down
yeah.
made steal this album.
CWC. Yes! Oh, fuck yes!
Wow.
On that. On it,
yeah,
right?
I'm
yeah,
on it.
I'll spend money at the comic book shop and get fucking panels.
Sweet.
I'm down. I'm way down to see fucking He-Lander. He-Man versus Highlander would be so good. It would make sense, though, because then, like, Kurgan, you find out, isn't dead. Because in Highlander 2, The Quickening, they're from space, apparently. Because that's not dumb.
It just, like, skips.
So,
and then the fucking whales from Star Trek come in.
Star Trek
race whales.
Their sonic-y sounds are what's causing Eternia to shake and Earth to shake simultaneously, causing them to vibrate.
Causing the dimensions
to
kind of...
And the Enterprise shows up, and Kirk has to help McCloud fight He-Lander and Skeletor and the Klingons.
And he doesn't use phases at this point. He has to use like a...
And instead, and then Kurgan gets a bat lift. The He-Lander Kurgan gets a bat lift like a Klingon.
Yes!
And then Queen still plays.
Of course. Queen,
and it's called Space
no,
Queen.
Queen is playing... Queen or Iron Maiden is playing like...
No, it's Queen. No, it's
Queen.
Queen.
It's Queen.
It's Space Queen.
Yeah, Space
Queen. Where you find out that Freddie Mercury is actually the king of the universe.
He's also a lizard man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, you find out that Freddie Mercury really a lizard man.
Like the space pope.
Like he's space pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury didn't die. He went back to space as space pope. I'm for this. When I like this. It needs to be a thing.
Yep.
Not gonna lie, I really want to see fucking Kurgan with a fucking bat lift all Klingon style. Cutting off heads.
Yeah.
Like, that would be
so
amazing.
So, if Queen was a part of Scott Pilgrim versus the world...
He wins. That,
but in that whole music battle scene with the dragons and everything...
Oh yeah, dude, Freddie Mercury.
What would he
uppercut a fucking dragon in the mouth.
He would be him.
Yeah.
It would be a giant avatar of Freddie Mercury.
Avatar,
that's it. He is so great, he is his own avatar.
He'd be in that white leather whatever.
Like, Freddie Mercury is his own spirit animal.
He'd have his microphone stand that doesn't actually hold anything.
It doesn't. It is,
he has to...
It holds the essence of Mercury.
The microphone holds the microphone stand up.
But for him, it doesn't. It is literally his constituted power. That's Excalibur.
But the only one that could rival him would be Stan Bush.
No.
No, yeah. You can't.
Stan Bush is fucking great.
Like, yeah. Bush is great, but let's be real. Freddie Mercury is just king.
Yeah.
That's science fact.
He's the queen.
He's the queen of kings.
Now, would his arch nemesis be Elton John?
No, it'd be Neil Peart.
He'd be like Henry.
They would have a Vegeta-Goku rivalry. Neil Peart and Freddie Mercury would have, because they're totally different, like, instruments, but everybody loves them for the same reasons. And they would have, like, a Goku-Vegeta rivalry.
No, it'd be more
Vegeta
like
rivalry.
Kenny G or something.
No, someone good.
Kenny
Justin.
G would have to be the villain.
Soft jazz.
Yeah. Kenny G with my soft jazz of rage. Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Yeah. And like his power to slow people down and like to put them to sleep. Like just bore them to death.
And then strip the fat from their spines.
Strip the fat and steal the soul.
It would like, it'd be like neutralized.
We could call it, we would call that one Music Apocalypse. And it would be all like musical greatness in the 80s battling each other
like
as gods.
Like airborne, like
the fucking Mercury Estate just calls. Stop!
You cannot do this legally.
Airborne,
it's not Morphine. Freddie Mercury.
That's
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Venus.
Yeah. It's we call him Mike Venus. That's Mike Venus. You mean Freddie Mercury?
Nope.
Mike Venus.
See, Freddie Mercury had a mustache. Mike Venus, goatee. The
Taylor
stash makes it different. And a stash. Yeah. And he's morbidly obese.
And his teeth are
where his fat is stripped and his soul is stolen.
All comes back to the
all comes back to the caravans.
Because we live in one universe.
It's all one kind of, amalgamverse.
Well, we live in multiverse where we just kind of
right. They all break into each other.
Just the Watchers.
No, we're the manipulators because the Watchers do not manipulate and we just fuck up continuity.
Okay.
All over the place.
All over it. Where the big two are all about their continuity. We are fuck your continuity.
Yeah. We're anti-continuity.
Yeah. Where it just doesn't work. Issue to issue, things change. Like, issue 3 goes, this takes place before issue 4, but after issue 7. Like, when they do the little things, and then issue 7 has nothing to do with anything in the comic. At all. Except the last panel.
We keep that entire thing going.
Yeah, and then the very last panel is, like, someone reading the comic of issue 3, having the note relevance and go, we're issue 7.
And that's it.
There's level of
self-awareness. You have to read issue 7 to get
issue
3. But issue 3 came out 4 hours
before. And that last part where like the guy at the end, he's like, oh, hey, check out. There's a new comic. And he reads it. And he's reading the issue 3 of their existence going, wait, does that mean, oh, look at candy. And he drops a candy like he's about to have an existential moment. And he finds a piece of candy. Totally just crushing it all.
People just wait for graphic
the level of self-awareness.
People would stop reading this shit way before.
No, we would get to 7 and they're like, you built all of this great continuity and obliterated all of it. Like, that was the point.
We'd have
you
to like
see our whiteboard.
Our whiteboard. question mark. Like
a lot of tear stains.
There's a hole punch in the wall.
Vomit on the floor.
A piss bucket because none of us are allowed to leave the room until we're done. I really feel like we should just make comics. I'm down.
Fun, yeah.
Like, we all got life things we want to do, but I feel like in this day and age, with content generation
we
being
can do
the
life
thing,
things after we make money.
I feel like making a comic would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like a real comic. And I don't know if I want it to be the Dark Planet or the Care Bear Stare.
I'm way more into Care Bear. I'm invested in Care Bear Stare.
Because Care Bear Stare, I think, could be a really good, fucked up comic. And a lot of fun to, like, write.
Yeah.
Dark Planet's fun, but my imagination blew up with Care Bear Stare.
Yeah. I'm all down for it.
And we're going to get sued anyways.
Yeah,
why
no,
not
fuck,
go
we might as well
it,
go,
yeah.
But they're not Care Bears.
They're Stare Bears.
They're Stare Bears. It's different. And that's the tag. Stare
no
Bears.
No rainbows.
They're
as
long
as we don't have rainbows on the chest.
No. They're completely white. They look like baby ants. You know, like when a baby ant's and really pale and creepy looking?
Yeah.
That, but bears.
Weird.
Like, they look glistening.
Almost opaque, but not. Like.
Yeah, and when you put them out in the sun, that's when they harden and get their
they
candy
have a
coating of color.
That's why we don't give them sunlight.
Yeah, you give
they
them
get
sunlight.
Spots and shit.
And then their skin's it's so sensitive that the reason why they're different colors is actually types of skin cancer.
And then, no. And those skin cancers have different flavors.
Yeah. Because it's actually edible. Yeah. We are causing real abuse to these animals. That you put them in the sun going, oh my god, they're delicious. But they're actually a subterranean species of bear.
They're mole bears.
Even better. They're mole bears. And when you bring them out in the sun, their skin hardens. And you're like, oh my god, they have a candy-coated center. It's really cancer.
They can't fucking see.
They're blind, so they go, stare. And because they're so used to living off internal fat and algae and caves, they gain an attachment to human flesh and fat because that they start feeding them fat because they're like, we don't need this. So you go to a hospital and get all the fat they suck out of people, all the fucking like Fight Club style, and you just throw bags of fat. And that's what they get addicted to. And so they're just eating out of bags of fat until they can get to the morbidly obese.
They see as a
they sense fat. They smell fat.
As a group, like they have their telekinesis. Yeah. They can only say stare.
Yeah, but their voice is almost like a bat kind of a sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like Daredevil.
Between the five, like say there's five hanging out.
Yeah.
They ping off each other.
Yeah, they all ping, and based off their spatial awareness, they can develop the world around them.
So like a couple panels, you'll just see white.
Yeah.
Because that's all they see. Yep.
And then you'll see shimmers. It'll be like little sketches
of
like human figures, and then you find out that you're at the Daytona 500. And it's a smorgasbord. And that's where Mama Bear bursts out of the center, going, stir!
Oh, like she's in the infield, just eating people off of RVs and shit.
Yep.
Stir!
Yep. And all those Second Amendmenters, their guns don't work on it. It just keeps coming, and she's just, stir! And then all you hear is, rip the fat and taste the soul.
When you rip off an arm or something, it doesn't just grow back. The arm generates a whole new bear.
Yeah, you get a whole new bear, because that's how they multiply.
All right, so Mom pops out of the fucking infield with the stare, and then all around the rim of the fucking track,
they all pop up, these individual bears. Yeah, they climb over the edge.
You see their shadow, like the sun's behind them.
Yep.
Stare!
And that's the final panel of stare, and it's just a big long shot of
big
Mom in the middle.
Flash page.
Two-page spread. Oh my Mom's God. Sitting there, arms raised in victory.
Stare!
Oh, God. Just she fires everywhere from the cars.
Like a graboid.
Yeah. Oh, the arm bursts through the track as cars wreck into it. Oh, it'd be so fucking meta.
Like, how big is Mom? Like, big enough for a car to crash into?
It has to be like twice.
I'm trying to think a reasonable size.
I'm thinking like her whole body.
Bigger.
Her whole body could be crashed into, but her arm.
The size of Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
No, that's too big. That's
like a big ultra, like industrial, like.
Well, like okay.
Well,
how big are the Care Bears?
A size
like
of Care Bears.
Regular
weak
Care Bears.
Yeah, like we're stealing this entire idea. Yeah, they take care of Mom the way like ants and termites take care of their queen. Only like they vomit fat into her mouth. Yeah, and there's bunnies too, but we're just using bears. We're not totally ripping it.
We're not stealing
what the fuck, Justin?
Yeah.
They're not called Care Variety Pack. It's called Care Bears.
I know, they are with their cancer skin.
Yeah, cancer skin.
I've got the watermelon cancer.
Yeah, based on the amount of sunlight they get, gauges their flavor.
Oh, my God.
So you keep it out for about 20 minutes and you get a lemon lime. And it's great because they what it is that they have love, but their love is that of a Lifetime movie special boyfriend, so it's abusive love. That's why they love so much.
I think we're moving away.
They need you to love them, and they're violent about it, and so we eat them.
I think we're moving away from they were ranched.
No, they're still ranched. We use them. Like, we find them in caves, like... People have to find them in their caves because they're subterranean mole bears.
The Mom Care Bear is just trying to release all of her people.
She wants to protect them and save them, but instead of like living off of the algae and stuff in caves, they grow accustomed to fat because that's just what they're fed by the evil farmhands. And so that's what they have this obsession with fat, and then like Mr. T-Bear. I'm okay with that. 100% okay with Mr. T-Bear.
People on the podcast are just going to hear you fucking ramble and Mr. T-Bear.
That's fine. But, see, we're still going to have, like, the bears are used for food. Like, we eat Care Bears, unbeknownst to us.
that they're a thing.
Well, that's how we have to survive. Yeah.
Well, no, but like that's once cows are gone, we find a new sustenance that we get Care Bears, and it's kind of like Soylent Green. It's just so good. We know it's wrong, and we know it's a sentient being, so but we're just so,
so it's
hungry.
Like they have like a tobacco part. Like
yeah, and like their love is addictive.
Yeah.
And okay, so if we continue the storyline, here's a thought. Like the whole mad cow disease, it'd be mad bear disease, and like we'd have to figure out like maybe like a whole, you know, bunny Care Bear thing, like the offspring, so we can totally rip it off. Is that like we could do something with that?
I like the idea of mad bear disease.
Right, mad bear.
I'm all down for that because that's how they get their disciples.
The
PETA disciples.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets it, like they eat so much that the queen makes special Care Bears as because she has to gestate them.
Mindless, yeah. Like drones then?
No. The PETA.
They're fighting. They're for the Care Bears, the,
yeah,
right? They're
like PETA isn't PETA anymore. PETA is the organization that the
Did
Care Bears.
Do you have a name for PETA?
No, not the acronym.
Not,
like,
not the acronym, but we got to think of something.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it's secret.
People still say...
People for the ethical treatment of Care Bears?
They still say...
But not Care Bears, because
copyright? People for the ethical treatment of animals, right?
Yeah, they still go by the name.
They're pretending to fight for the Care Bears, while secretly being controlled by Mom.
Yeah.
And...
Because all they are on the inside is Care Bear. They're fat Care Bear goo. They're taking control of internally.
They're just
full
one
of Care Bear fat.
Big sack like the dude on Men in Black.
Yeah, yeah. There's just flesh. They're just sacks of people. And that's it. And they just go stare. Yeah, no. And they have just a little bit more sentience than the average Care Bear using our brains. Like it seeps into the brain.
Like they use it as a supercomputer?
Yeah. Kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So we're going to totally rip Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yeah, and they do that too. When their secret is released, you're like, what? Yeah,
you're
no.
Like slightly ripping off gremlins too, though, because you have all your special rules with the Care Bears, or there's special rules with the gremlins.
Yeah, don't eat Care Bears. Yeah. And leave Care Bears alone in their caves.
Care Bears can have sunlight.
Yeah, well, they can. They're delicious when they have sunlight.
Yeah.
That's how they
you
find out.
You can't feed them after midnight.
Or get them wet.
Yeah, or get them wet. Basically anything. All the rules are arbitrary and strange because time is just a silly concept. And it's like, why can't they eat? Do they just stop eating?
Gremlin after midnight. Like, it's after midnight.
Fuck yeah, me. But if you change time zones, it doesn't apply, Justin.
Yeah.
It's always after midnight somewhere.
Yeah, like it's such an arbitrary rule. It doesn't work. And with this, we're
That's
trying to have continuity.
That's 80s logic all over, dude.
Yeah, we're not doing 80s logic. We're doing like...
We're totally doing 80s
logic. Okay, we're doing
80s logic.
But better than 80s logic.
Improved. It's to the
Improved
nth degree.
80s logic. Where Care Bears are basically M&M's full of fat and love. And they grow them in gardens, and you can dry them out and eat them like peanuts.
Or jerky.
Yeah, like jerky bears. We just eat jerky Care Bears. It basically becomes the new main commodity of America.
We've really just fucked this 10 ways to Sunday.
Well, it's not my fault that they taste delicious.
Because the way this started was our breakfast was so fucking good this morning. Like,
well, it was so good this morning.
Ridiculously good. And we said there were chopped up Care Bears in our breakfast.
It's the only way to explain
then
why.
Then we made up a whole rancher scenario where they're ranched in secret.
Well, yeah, you don't want to... People get so pissed.
Yeah, they're ranched in secret.
Yeah. Like white
in the
people pissed,
back
dude.
End of the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Right?
Underground.
Then
underground,
we turned it...
Underground.
They get a little
yeah.
sliver
They get a little hope because
real.
that light yeah. is the hope that makes them taste delicious.
Then we said...
This is really rude to say. Like, even out loud, it's just like... That's fucked up.
So, then we turned it... We turned it into the restaurant's so fucking delicious that sometimes it just... catches fat people.
Yeah, that's how they sustain the Care Bears.
It stops them, and then the Care Bears show up, say, stare!
Immobilizing their prey, and
they give it the Care Bear stare.
Yeah.
The Stare Bear stare.
Yeah, the Stare Bear stare. that 30 times over will be great.
And strip the fat off the living fat people.
Yeah.
That and got fat off her, off eating
the
Care
Bears.
No, and they survive, and they go out, and they're like, oh my god, what did we just go through? And there's like a fucking fake secret program. Get skinny this way. Like, it's a new
no,
diet.
No, I want those people dead. Oh,
those people are...
I want their flesh ripped from the bone. I want them to be high. Like, their skin is what's used as the PETA operatives.
Oh my god, is the leftover meat for the restaurant?
No,
like,
no, we're the food that the Care Bears...
Yeah, we think we're...
we're using them as chattel, when in turn, we're actually being used as chattel for them. Yeah.
And they secretly, or they sacrifice some for the greater good. Yeah.
Because there are many queens.
But the fatter the person is, the more, like, nutrients they get.
Yeah, like, because they're...
That's why they're trying to make society so self-sustaining, yeah.
And then it turned into the town of Everett was this tourist destination...
That would pull you in, and it would get you fat.
It was so fucking great. And you get churros.
It was just all delicious food all the time, all over the place.
Everything's made with real sugar.
Yeah.
And high fructose...
Corn syrup.
Super fats.
But when you find out that it's not, it's actually the blood of the Stairmare.
Yeah, like...
They don't have any blood.
Yeah, they do.
Everything
has blood.
They're
bears that are underground, Justin. It has to be self-sustaining in some way. What does it run on? Love? No. It generates love.
It runs off of hate.
No. It would taste good.
They love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do it for the...
They do it for the love of the queen.
The other thing is...
It's like Slurm.
High five.
That's basically what it is. We're eating Slurm. Only they're bears. And they're actually using us.
There's a factory.
The Stair Bears can't speak.
They can't. They can just say
they
stare.
They can't see.
They can't see. They just talk through telekinesis. Super fast telekinesis.
No, and they don't even speak when they say stare. It's in
all
your head.
Oh my god.
That would be terrifying. They just go in absolute silence. When the bears are there... When they open their mouth, their presence actually destroys the sound in the area, so you can't scream.
It drives you into madness.
It drives you insane.
It's so loud in your fucking head.
You can't hear anything other than stare in your brain, and then that's when they strip the flesh and steal the soul.
Maybe we should do productive things with our lives.
This is productive.
When they're talking to each other, just all they say is stare.
No.
They can hold the whole conversation.
No, they have communication
faster than you and I can think.
Yeah. Literally faster than thought.
Is it like actual like words or is it just
pheromones and stuff like the way bees and ants do. Yeah. But when they do it to us, the only thing our brain translates is stare over and over again. And the voice of Newt from Aliens.
No.
And what is more terrifying than Newt from Aliens going,
the home Newt. I just lost his name. Thriller.
Vincent Price?
Yes.
Nope. I don't want to hear Vincent Price in my head saying stare.
That's what makes it fucking creepier.
That would be...
Air.
all they sing to you is
or
the ending speech
Pee-wee Herman.
Of that. Pee-wee Herman?
Ralph Garman doing Pee-wee.
Or E.T.
That's... No. No. No.
It's not E.T. Go Home, it's E.T. Stare.
Nope. I will run and hide and cower in every corner available to keep myself safe.
It's not meant to make you feel cuddly, Chris. Oh, no. It pulls your worst fears out.
Yeah, the voice that you hear, it's your own choosing. It's your absolute worst fear, because that's what the pheromones do, is that it mobilizes
you
with fear. But you can't hear anything.
No. See, the problem with the... I love those movies, by the way. The problem is since I met Jacob, I've always had dreams of the little fucker coming into my beautiful white house, cutting Jacob up on my kitchen counter, and then burning it down.
Is he riding a tricycle?
No! He's just in my kitchen, cutting Jacob up, and then burning down my house. And I had a beautiful little girl. I have a beautiful little girl, so now I can't have a white house.
No, it just means you can't have midgets.
See, I always have like the same dream. He's riding a tricycle, and I can't scream. There's nothing coming out, and I'm just sitting on the counter.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I have a beautiful little girl, so now I can't own a white house because little fucker's gonna come up, cut Jacob up in my kitchen,
Don't befriend midgets.
I like short people though.
Well, like apparently that's your downfall.
You want your white house or midgets?
Yeah.
I don't want a white house.
Well, yeah, because it'll have midgets in it.
I have a white house.
Well, they have. Well, the Stair Bears have like a honeycomb network connecting houses and only the motels. Tunnels, like we were talking about how like they can pull people from motels.
They're still ranched underneath the ground.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they're secretly digging tunnels for the queen.
You find out
that they have their colony where the queen is at, where that like it branches out underneath like motels, like we were talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about how they end up under the fucking bed.
Yeah, they come out under the bed and then they go in silence.
Pick the under.
No, because you can't. It's liquid iron, and that's not how it works.
Close.
Okay, we have to have some level of realism, and I'm not going to have scientific inaccuracies in this. I'm being 100% real. It'll be as scientifically accurate as fucking possible.
So them coming from the... You know,
we'll do better than all movies. All
right. I have to pee, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing is all we all have to pee? Car?
Car.
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 I'm sure you'll hear more about the fucking Care
This will be back. I'll wait in there. I'll wait.
The stair will be back.
I'll wait in here.
Why?
I'll wait.
You will be fucking fine, Chris. Man up. Bikers.
Come on, Chris.
Anything that says brotherhood, I'll wait. Oh, I'm waiting.
All right. Country music up.
100%.
No. That's not funny.
That is funny. Go do it. Because I'm going to wait in here for it.
I fear racism.
Car.
Car. Car.